Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Rich. John, how are you?
Thank you for saying our name.
In Boston, everybody knows their name.
It lends a sense of intimacy to this conversation.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Oldest chums.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
East Point, smoke some dank.
Oh, smoke that dank. Yeah. Smoking dank.
Old
National. 985 The Sports Hub. Watch us on Twitch, John and I. John never takes his headphones off. He's deaf. And you can subscribe to 985 The Sports Hub on Twitch.tv, Twitch app. You can go to the App Store and get the 985 The Sports Hub app and listen to the show live, listen to podcast. Terry, you've called 617-779-0985. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I am well, darling. Thank you.
I am a follower of you on Instagram, just so you know.
Oh, you know where it's going on. Thank you, darling.
Well, I wanted to let you know, because you haven't discussed it, one of your favorite shows, Screech, has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. They haven't said what type, but it is on TMZ and his Instagram account.
So yes. I know. I have obviously seen these things, as I am a member of many Reddit and GeoCities groups, message boards about these topics. And I have seen this. And Screech has been quibbling about money with the people at Saved by the Bell when it came down to doing the reboot.
Reboot, yeah.
I mean,
he was on one episode, but I know in the middle of his life, he kind of went off the... straight and narrow path.
Well, they wanted him because the guy who, the showrunner, I believe, for the show is a big SBTB head. I mean, he's one of us. I mean, he's gotcha. There. I mean, he's got the robot. He's got the whole thing. And he wanted Screech on the show. His past indiscretions did not stop them from reaching out to Screech. But Screech wanted the almighty dollar when it should have been more. It should have been the art. It shouldn't have been about Benjamin Franklin and George Washington.
Exactly. It's not all about the Benjamin.
And now that he is, he's in his situation, I would hope he would rethink it. Because obviously Screech is going to get better, but I would hopefully think that he would rethink and start thinking of his legacy and be a part of this reboot that's happening that my kids like.
Did you say stage 4?
Stage 4.
Oh, okay.
Is that the bad one?
That's bad.
So there's 4. How many stages are there? 4?
I know 4 is one of the worst. I don't know if there's a 5.
If there's only 4 stages and you're stage 4, then that's the worst stage you could have.
Yeah.
If there's 8 stages, now we're halfway. But if there's stage 8 cancer, then you're then stage 4 doesn't sound as bad. But if there's only 4 stages, you should know these things.
Well, with leukemia, you don't really get in a stage.
It's just kind of stage bad right away?
Yeah, yeah. So, with what Mary was dealing with, it wasn't like a stage. But I think stage four is, I think that's the bad one.
That's a random way of measuring things.
There's ways.
Well, that would come up with something better. Alert.
right.
Most types have
like
four
stage.
Stages.
Don't worry about it. Stage, maybe you kind of consider.
Yeah, stage.
About
like
it.
You can't really say you have it. You know, when my friend Jay was like, I had to have this mole removed. Ooh, but stage one, you can't talk about it at dinner and make us feel bad. And then stage two, and then stage three, ooh, and then stage four, oh my.
Yeah, I think stage four is as far as I know, stage four is the worst.
Well, I would assume
it is.
I'm assuming that Screech beats this. Of course you hope so. What are you, an animal? We are hoping Screech beat this. I have every confidence that he will. And then what I'm hoping is he will realize that it is time. I mean, I realize there's many other projects that need his attention, but I would imagine that the reboot of Saved by the Bell, which my daughter actually enjoys, and she likes nothing besides TikTok, she actually enjoys that show. She pretends to like 90210, but I can see through it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now you got to get a WandaVision because you're Mr. MCU. You got to start watching that tonight.
What's that?
That's the new, it's the very first Marvel-based Disney Plus TV show.
Oh, I can't wait not to watch that. I tried to watch those Marvel movies and I couldn't do it.
Where'd you stop?
If I'm watching them in when they were supposed to occur in real life, yeah. The second Thor would be my next one, so I think I stopped after the Avengers.
Oh man, then
Thor Ragnarok. I have seen that, and I liked it.
Okay, well then most of the movies are smart. I don't mean smart like that because Thor Ragnarok's my favorite of all of them, and it's also the funniest I think of all of them. But at least they got good people behind the cameras. For the most part, they're better than they are bad. Thor 2 sucks. So I just skip that. You don't even need to see it.
I have to be a completist. No, if anything, I have to be a Marvel completist. I can't show my face around Nicholas without seeing every single second of Marvel films.
The Guardians of the Galaxy movies are really good.
I love the fat guy who became skinny. The star
Chris
of those.
Pratt?
Yes.
He's great in it.
Yes.
Chris Pratt's great. He's really good. But the star is, what's his name? The guy who plays
Charlie
Drax.
Charlie Day?
No, Drax is the star of that. I mean, he's hands
I think
down
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy in the movie theater, but I don't think I watched it. I think I watched stuff on my phone during it.
Because, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, because I took my kids to see it. And I did. I'm almost positive that my wife and I, we had free tickets to see it. It was the opening. It was a screening of it. So we took the kids, and I don't think that I think I kept leaving and going to the bar.
Yeah, Guardians is great. Captain America: Civil War is phenomenal. You've already seen the Winter Soldier, right? You're that far in.
Yeah.
You have seen the Winter Soldier. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got three great ones right there in the chamber for you, and then you got a couple that are okay, but those three are excellent.
Well, I tried to watch Black Panther on the Disney cruise, but I got bored 10 minutes in and decided to go do something else.
Black Panther got better on a second watch. I actually saw it twice. The first time I saw it,
you have to. I mean, a lot of times when you don't like something, the best bet is to go sit through it for another 2.5 hours.
One was with one kid and one was with the other.
Ah, well, listen, you have to wait for them to grow.
I saw it in the theater twice.
You have to watch the way. You have to let them grow.
Yeah, so
you can't have them in a theater watching Black Panther.
And the Infinity War and Endgame are both great, too. Those are both really good.
I'll tell you what, is that my time is very limited in terms of watching TV without people screaming in the background. And the only thing that settled everyone down was the Tiger Woods documentary. Actually, both children put their eyes on that and watched part one. Part two comes out Sunday night, so I'll probably see it later in the week. But that was the only thing I can think of other than Below Deck that everyone in the family will watch. We have moved my son downstairs to the first floor because we have a small room that's there for no reason. So we put all his gaming crap in there, freeing up the third floor ostensibly for me. Mm-hmm. But nothing has been set up there as of yet. So I'm still in the transition to the upstairs. So now I'm downstairs where my daughter is within 5 feet of me of all times. and my wife never leaves the house. So I am sitting there, and so to get an hour and a half or 2 hours, you have to be motivated. And I know that no one else in the house would want to watch any of those Marvel movies. So that adds an annoyance factor to it because that makes them louder and just in almost like assaulting me with noise when they don't like what's on the television. And so I really watch nothing anymore. I sit around. I don't know what I'm doing. I couldn't tell you what I'm doing. I'm just sitting there, but I couldn't tell you what's going on.
I don't know if your kids would like this, but my kids were like fascinated by it. I know they are, but for about four days straight during the holidays, we may have watched every single David Bromstad, My Lottery Dream Home.
Oh like, my God! Of course we've seen them. Are you crazy? Of course, if that's on television, my house. And then you got lucky because you watched them all in a row, so you can see the evolution of David.
Well, I was about to say
from like, Gap wearing. Boy Next Door to plastic surgery tattooed freak.
That was what they're fascinated by. They could see with every episode, like the tattoos just creeping, like gently out of like one of his like the collar right here, and maybe a little bit when he's wearing a short sleeve shirt to like taking over.
And
his
also,
face.
The lottery winnings starting at $18 million and lowering to $100,000.
Yeah, it's like how much did you win? $13,000.
Yeah,
well, let's go find you out.
They realize very. If you don't know My Lottery Dream Home, it was on last night. They had a bunch of them in a row. If it's on, it's on. If it's on TV, it's on.
Yeah.
And he's the most. This David guy in.
David Bromstad.
Bromstad, right.
Come on, the respect on his name.
Is the most fascinating looking man on the planet. And one of the great things about it is this show started in 2016, and he wore like Gap button ups and like looked like just some dude. Like he's a handsome guy and everything. And then now he has face tattoos. He's got injections and everything going on everywhere.
We watched him turn that house into a Christmas wonderland. And the entire time, there's just two guys who are working with him who you can tell they're not sure about David Bromstad. Like in a million years, if they weren't being paid to be on the show, they would never be seen in a place with
David Bromstad.
Like David
Bromstad's the greatest guy in the world.
I love David Bromstad.
I'm being dead serious. Like his personality rules. How could you not like him?
Because these dudes look like they don't want nothing to do with a guy that walks, talks, and acts this way.
Well, then get used to it. I mean, what are you working with a decorator? What do you think you're doing?
That's why. No, they're the construction guys.
I know, but you're working with a decorator. I mean, what are you thinking? Oh, he's the manly. Is decorator in town.
The show is the best. It's phenomenal.
But I mean, also, you could tell they started it off as like, okay, this will just be some thing. And like, we'll do a couple episodes. Because the first people, the first couple people won tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at these like insane homes. And then they realized they had a star in their hands. And the people that watch that show, I would imagine you're the discussion, the people that watch that show, like, I don't want to see him, like, walking, you know, building a house or something. I just like him prancing around and showing things off that are already there. And so they go, oh, boy, well, we got to make a lot of these. So the lottery winning started getting people with no money winning very little money and buying the most modest of homes.
Right. And each house has like a name. Like, what are you going to choose? House number one, barnyard soup. House number two, swamp dirt.
Yeah, like one car garage. Or house number three on swamp. Yeah, like they're buying these houses that are like whatever. They're like, okay, well, that's a nice home for a family to have.
Right.
Quite a lottery dream.
Mansion, house number three. I mean, it really is. You're right. They just start getting the bottom of the barrel.
Because
homes.
It's just an excuse to have this guy on.
Oh, yeah. It's great. See, that's the one show that all of us just kind of rallied around. And it might have been 4 days straight we just had that on.
I think
it started with it just being like a marathon on TV and just rolled into, all right, now it's time to go on the pay-per-view section of it and just see what kind of Bromstad we can get.
Yeah. It was on last night. Yeah, if it's on, it stays on. It no one touches the channel when that's on. Not that I'm in constant like focus on it, but anytime they show him, it takes you want to drink him in, depending on what stage he's in. If it's an early show, it's a 1 second drink, and if you're going 2020, I mean, next thing you know, he's gonna have pierced eyelids and like a Who knows what else? All right.
When we get back, Fred, I'm learning a little bit more about this Cal McNair situation, and I guess there's more audio that we've got. I'm fascinated, and I got to be honest, I'm truly disappointed with myself that I have not heard this guy speak before, because this guy is...
And at Bert, because Bert just told us today.
I'm fascinated now with him.
All right.
Cal McNair is the
Bromstead or whatever.
More fascinated with David Bromstead, but what can you say?
All right, he is. We'll have more about this gent coming up in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You're on the clock. Solak and Bertrand.
I like this.
Right now.
This to me is fun.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Which is happening right at this moment.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
People either hating me or liking me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sir Mix-a-Lot did the best cover of this song, but he went, Detroit, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. Cleveland, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. He switched out the Native American names.
John Parr and Tim Tebow's fire material.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot did that. He did that. All right, so we have been introduced to Cal McNair, who is the idiot owner, apparently, of the... He's the son of the guy that bought the Texans, and now he is the owner because his father either has got Alzheimer's or something or is dead. So Cal McNair is the owner, and he is dim-witted, it appears. We heard the press conference where he was introducing Caserio as the new GM, and Caserio it was funny because the people that were asking questions kept specifically requesting Cal, and Caserio then would step in and save the day.
And the questions are mostly about how this guy has entrusted Jack Easterby, who is, this sounds crazy, but he was a chaplain, came from the Patriots, left after the whole thing in Florida, and somehow in that short amount of time worked his way up through the organization to where Cal McNair, on this clip earlier when we played it, admitted that, well, we didn't have a coach, so we needed to put someone in there. So they picked the chaplain, who now, I guess, has a 4-year deal. He's running the place. And then you had Andre Johnson come out, who of course is, you know, one of the legend with the Houston Texans, and he called out Easterby by name, and to a point like insinuated that this was Cal McNair's fault.
And by the way, but what are people like Easterby, what are like mega church pastors very good at, and that is getting money from dumb people. So, I mean, that is, we are right in what would seemingly be up Easterly's alley.
But so now you've got a situation where Deshaun Watson doesn't trust the organization. He's obviously upset with the way that Easterby is running things. Easterby has 4 years left on his contract, we just learned. And now there's a report where the Houston Texans are going to have to make a decision. And there's a chance, might have been Peter King who said, that Easterby might be on his way out after they just just signed him to a 4-year
contract.
Just like
a microbrew in front of him.
Yeah, you might be right. All right, so let's get back. But the best part is just Cal McNair. Can't answer any questions. Has no answers for anything. I can't believe I'm saying this, but is the dumbest owner, worse than Mark Davis. This guy, dumber than Mark Davis.
Well,
I've
heard one press conference.
Yeah,
and
that's enough for me. Well, I don't think there's
anything.
You're
dealing in hyperbole at this point.
Well, I don't think I've heard Mark Davis say anything. Well, I've heard stories, but say anything that sounds as dumb as this.
Yeah, do you think that Cal McNair would be sitting eating Cheetos with a white tracksuit on? I don't think so.
In a fanny pack, in a bowl cut. That he drove
it's going to be a
Conaline
while.
Van.
I got to lean on Team T this time. I mean, you need a body of work.
Said? What has he said?
I don't know.
You need a body of work.
Cal, now,
look, Cal McNair's top five. I mean, he's like number five with a bullet.
Okay.
But I got to be honest with you. You need more of a sample.
We need a coach, so he was there, so we put him in. Come on.
I'll give you the bill that the city of San Antonio had to submit. For tax purposes, when they wined and dined,
the helicopter ride.
Oh yeah, it was something that
the helicopter ride, which is really dumb.
No, it was a bunch of dumb stuff. It was like treating a child.
But at least when he hired guys, he would look at the TV and say, "Well, that guy looks like he knows what he's doing," and it would be somebody who had to do with football.
No, he hasn't been apparently conned by some religious guy. No. But I mean, that doesn't mean it couldn't have happened. Maybe he's maybe McNair is just a good Christian guy who wants the support of a dude around him. You know, maybe because Mark Davis obviously shoots from the hip and believes in no God other than we're all going down at one point. And if AC/DC are playing in hell, that's where I want to be.
All right, let's hear the rest of this here. This is Cal McNair, and remember, to his right is Nick Caserio in his very first introductory press conference.
I didn't know we were doing this, so allow me to.
Oh, I thought.
But those are the types of things relative to Jack and what he can bring to the table.
This is for Cal and Nick. Was wondering, you know, there's one thing. If there's just one thing, you know, the one big thing to help fix his team. We all have our own opinions. What's that in your minds, Cal?
I'll take that first, Matt. I would say there's really not, it's not one thing, right? It's never one thing. It's a combination of things, right? So when you look at your team, it's going to take a multitude of areas. Each game was its own entity, right? It wasn't necessarily one player, one particular thing. It's a combination of things over the course of time, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I would also add, how's your golf game, Matt?
What?
Oh, he got cut off.
You're cut off.
Hey, stop it. Stop it. Did Cal McNair, the owner, just cut off a statement to ask the reporter how his golf game was?
Yeah, they're chums. He knows his way around these guys.
What's wrong with you? Of course he did.
How's your golf game? And he started laughing because that's funny. How's your golf game? it's not very good. I don't think you've read How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah, you talk about their golf game.
No, you treat them like buds. How are you going to hate him now? I mean, he wants to know about his golf.
Was it that abrupt, or is there an edit there? Let me hear the switch.
It's a combination of things over the course of time, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I would also add, how's your golf game, Matt?
Oh, he got cut off.
You were cut off.
You got muted.
They're busy.
Yeah. Hang on. So he asked that one. Is this a Zoom?
Okay. All right. Well. This is someone just dropped an anvil on the Wile E. Coyote's head.
Oh, he got cut off.
Got cut off. You were cut off.
You got muted.
Too busy to play golf, Cal.
Oh. Yeah. Me too. Maybe someday we'll get back out there, but.
Yeah, they played golf one time. Maybe a charity tournament. Hint. He is giving money to charities. Just like he did the ice bucket challenge with one of the guys.
Mm-hmm. He mentions at the very beginning, randomly out of nowhere.
Yes, that he did the ice bucket challenge. Well, he knows these reporters. He's showing Caserio that, listen, I know my way around this press room. Don't be intimidated. Cal's got it. And there he goes. It's very hard to imagine how Easterby has risen to prominence in this organization. Very difficult. When you know the name of a pastor that worked for a team, which is surprising to me that they even have. But Rich makes a point that I guess if you're real religious and on Sunday mornings you got to go to work and you really want to like have church, that I guess you would bring a guy in to do church for those people.
Yeah, the guy who married us, Fred, my priest, he does it for the Falcons.
Right.
They bring him in on Sunday morning.
So
they have
basically
home games.
That's it, though, is because they can't go to church and people that might want to get a little bit of church go. And so he comes to them. Rather than them going to him.
Yeah, he shows up on Sunday and then, you know, like basically says, hey, my, you know, communication is wide open if you ever need to talk to someone. And that's the end of it. And then maybe a player will reach out, but it rarely happens.
But because that seems to me like a battleground thing. Like where you're hiring pastors. The only thing I can think of is MASH when they had the dude with the glasses who
Father
also
Mulcahy,
did after MASH.
Yep.
Which was a sensation.
Oh.
I mean, they knew that they had something when they had the old guy, him and Radar.
Yeah.
I don't even think Radar was on that. I think it might have been.
No, Radar. After MASH, Radar was on that.
Now, was Toledo's own Jamie Farr
on
that as well?
Yes, Jamie Farr. It was the guy in charge of MASH at the end. The guy who was in Dragnet. He was in it. Those four guys, I believe.
They were able to afford Jamie Farr after his Cannonball Run 2 performance.
Amazing, but true.
Whatever Burt Reynolds found funny ruled. Burt Reynolds is like, bring me the funny man. Jamie Farr.
Seriously.
And Don DeLuise.
5 years in there. You're absolutely right.
Hey, Dom, I heard you want to star in a movie.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, this one's called Fatso.
Dom, stand there. I'm going to hit you a lot.
Yeah. All right. I got an idea. We put an elephant in the trunk. In a truck. And then we got it take craps on Dom.
And yeah. Dom, we want you to be the doctor.
Yeah.
Dom, did that happen?
Yes. That was the second Smokey and the Bandit.
No. Smokey and the Bandit was the second Cannonball Run.
I thought it was the second Smokey and the Bandit.
Dom DeLuise is not in Smokey and the Bandit.
No, he wasn't. It was the second Cannonball Run because I think they're in Cannonball Run. They're moving an elephant around.
No, honestly,
it was Smokey and the Bandit because were they transporting an elephant in the second Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes, and Dom DeLuise was the doctor.
So I guarantee the meeting in Hollywood was, all right, I want Dom in the picture, and they're like, well, what's he going to do? And he's like, what can you do? And they're like, well, what if we stuck him next to an elephant? And he went, and then that was it. That was the decision was made right there. Yeah. That was all the thought that was put into it, was that right there. It was Dom DeLuise. Dom DeLuise and Jamie Farr and Terry Bradshaw and Joe Klecko.
Oh, that was the best. Were they, did you bring any snacks? And he holds a little tiny thing of chips. Plenty.
Yeah, that's funny stuff. The Cannonball Run. And Burt Reynolds thought the whole thing was hysterical. He thought that movie was the greatest thing ever.
Got Farrah Fawcett involved, didn't he?
Well, I mean, that's just for va-va-va-va-va-va-va-voom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you put them in those skin-tight racing suits, mm-hmm. and you got to tell me, in a Lamborghini, and
Adrian Barbeau, yes.
Yes, indeed. Ba-ba-boom.
Of Swamp Thing fame, a movie that still freaks me out. Yeah. That was one of Wes Craven's first movies before Nightmare on Elm Street.
And they would put the debris from the swamp right over them nips. So you saw some boobies, but not any of the nip. So you knew that you were not looking at real breasts. You were just looking at the skin around the nipple. Which, as human beings, we've deemed you are not seeing a breast until you've seen the red of the nipple. You understand? We have. That is where the naughty part starts. The rest of it you can show freely, but as soon as there's nipple, I'm out. That's my rule with the kids, too.
Is that another shirt?
Yeah, as soon as there's nipple, I'm out. That's what I say to my kids. They'll go, can I watch this movie? I go, well, they show nipples? And they'll go, no. And I'll go, you may. All right. We'll be right back, Rich. We'll have the stack coming up. What will we talk about?
There is some A-plus garbage being talked between NFL teams this week. The GM of the Nets finally speaks on Kyrie, and the James Harden trade may mean a certain star player could be headed to the Celtics.
All right. We will be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Here are the headlines.
Drive home with Felger and Matt this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, 985, the sports hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, who's Arnie Hammer?
Arnie Hammer was one of the, he was the Winklevoss twins from The Social Network. Oh. It's one actor who played both twins. He was in that Lone Ranger movie with Johnny Depp. Ugh. He's been in a couple of pretty big films.
Well, he is, he's got a new kink that I've never heard of. Apparently he's into cannibalism. And one of his ex-girlfriends has come out and said that he'd want to like chop off her toe and eat it. He said that he wanted to do that. And that when she would cut herself, like not on purpose, but when she would get cut, he would come over and like suck the blood out of it, which is weird, you know?
This is on top of like he's having a couple things come out at the same time. Like there was a video of him. Now, I don't think there's any kind of reference to what he was doing or whether, you know, this was real or whatever. But he was had white substance like around his mouth and he was drinking a beer while driving. So I once again, this is all there's been a lot of Arnie Hammer stuff to the point where I was about to click on it. And then I went, I don't really care what Arnie Hammer's doing right now.
If it's cannibalism, sexual fantasies, that's actually quite fascinating. I can't think of anything actually more fascinating than that.
See,
I am 40, about to turn 46 tomorrow, and I have never heard of that in my entire life.
See, that is weird because there's like, oh yeah, because that part of it's new. Because I guess
that's the stuff. That's the stuff that's come out. The drinking and driving stuff is not interesting. When someone's ex-girlfriend is coming out and they're famous and saying that this guy has these cannibalistic fantasies that he shared openly with me, that is the definition of interesting. That is,
he says he wants to break my rib and barbecue and eat it.
Yes. It's gross. It's certainly gross.
Certainly
gross.
I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Well, if you believe Danny Ainge when he was on our show yesterday, then more than likely we are going to have some basketball tonight.
You know, I can't confirm nor deny anybody that's tested. That's the strict guidelines I have, but our players are all doing well. We have some that are in contact tracing also. So it looks like we're going to be able to play a game tomorrow, but, you know, we still have 17 more tests to do between now and then. You know, each of these tests, you're just on pins and needles. It looks like we're moving in the right direction, so that's good.
Well, I mean, that's good news, and they haven't canceled it yet. So after postponing the last three games, hopefully we'll get to see them return against Orlando this evening. With daily updates on players getting sick, sitting out for contact tracing, or just simply returning from injury, it has been a handful for Brad Stevens just to try and figure out what is happening with his team from one day to the next? Brad Stevens actually was asked about it yesterday.
I do daily checkups on everybody that's obviously either positive case or contact trace, and just making sure everybody's good. We've had a few Zoom calls as a team. We've had the ability with the guys that have not been in the protocols to come in one player, one coach at a time in the facility. So, you know, it's an assistant and a player coming in and getting shots up, doing maybe small individual workout with a great deal of emphasis on the space between them. And, you know, I'm not in there. Nobody else is really in the building. So this is the first time that I've been back in the building, you know, since last Friday's walkthrough.
So
what if they just let all hell, I wonder if they just let all hell break loose and they just went and they didn't test at all. They obviously have to, you know, for numerous reasons. But if they just didn't test anyone ever, if anything would ever happen, like if they just said we're not testing anyone and they played, if I wonder if any games would ever be canceled or anything would happen. If, like, say the coaches wore masks and the players wore masks, like, they did what everyone else does, you know, what normal people do, which is wear masks and, you know, try. But they just never tested anyone. I wonder if there would be any ramifications.
Well, other than the people you don't know about that, you know, outside of all of it.
No, I know, but there's, but I'm saying in terms of basketball, in terms of the way that the way, I wonder if they would have had to cancel the game.
Ultimately, because you have those rules of people visiting people on the road, and that has significantly spread things, I think ultimately just about everyone would get infected.
Yes, and but no then, one would know about it.
No, that's true, but I think someone might get, at least a couple of players might get really, really sick.
When you say really, really sick, describe, is it a like a really bad flu, or they have to go to the hospital and get a respirator?
There'd be at least one or two players that would have that happen to them.
You have to get on a respirator?
Yeah, if everybody in the league got
someone
sick,
might just have odds to go. Might have to go on a respirator, but I would think it would more likely be a coach or someone around the team in that sense. I don't think a player would.
Well, they're not doing that, and it's one of those things where, you know, you got to just think about the Greg Popoviches and, you know, all the people who are around them. It's not just the players. So, I mean, they have to do it, but, you know, Brad Stevens is in a weird spot because you don't know who's coming and going at any given point. And as I said, tonight you're going to get some bad basketball, even if they do play. And it doesn't seem like Jason Tatum's one of the guys on the schedule to come back, because we do know, or at least the reports are, that he was one of the guys that wasn't on just the contact tracing list. He had COVID, so that's a longer wait.
Yeah, he's only a week into that, so he's at least three to 7 days away from returning. Jaylen Brown, maybe not.
He's contact tracing. Yeah, so the only two guys that we know who have, there's three who do. There's a third one, we mystery player we don't know about.
No, they announced
according to reports. Who?
It was Robert Williams, Jason Tatum, and then they announced the kid from Purdue. The
Prince Williams? Oh, no.
The he's a second-year player.
Carson Edwards.
They announced it's Carson Edwards?
I don't remember hearing
that. I heard that it was Carson Edwards.
Okay.
Well Edwards is definitely not playing tonight, so.
Yeah, I heard it was those three had got COVID.
Well, it could be. And so they're going to sit out longer than the rest of the
guys. I hope I don't get sued by the Edwards family for falsely stating that he had COVID, because the implications of that are very bad.
The Celtics tonight could be without Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and Kemba Walker's not ready to come back yet, so.
Did kind of hint that Tristan Thompson would be returning.
Well, he said Tristan Thompson.
And Grant Williams, the two of them. Grant Williams. Both at practice yesterday.
That's good news. But, okay, so one player, thank goodness, that Brad Stevens doesn't have to worry about on this team is James Harden, because the Celtics were reportedly to be one of the few teams interested, and Danny told us yesterday that the price was just too high. Now, according to Brian Robb, John Wallach's favorite guy to do play-by-play next to, he's with the Boston Sports Journal, and he said that the haul for the Rockets that they demanded from the Celtics for James Harden included Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and draft compensation. That was the price that the Celtics understandably did not want to pay. But the latest rumors indicate that the Harden to Brooklyn deal may actually impact the Celtics roster after all, possibly in a positive way. According to The Athletic, the Celtics might be eyeing P.J. Tucker, plays wing over there for the Rockets.
Need or wings.
Even more interestingly,
he's a defense. He plays the kind of defense Brad likes. And the one good, the one nice thing about P.J. Tucker is he's the master of the corner three. Never shoots from anywhere but the corner.
And
he's got a great percentage too. Yeah.
I want to watch this guy play a little defense.
That's why they would bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
The other name that's a little even more interesting is Victor Oladipo, who Houston got from the Pacers.
Bang,
as
he's
part
only
of that
got
Harden trade.
Yeah, he's only signed for the rest of this year.
Trade exception.
Here's the deal, though. You use that trade exception, and he's gone. He's gone after the year is out. So you're playing for this year,
mm-hmm.
where we'll see. I mean, if you think Oladipo gives you a three that could a triumvirate of players that could
four
take
four.
You to the
Kemba comes back, you get all four of those guys.
So you're saying that there's four superstars on this team?
Yeah, if Victor Oladipo, former All-Star, does play for you.
Yeah, you have four borderline All-Stars, yes. Yes,
actually,
sure,
one legit All-Star in Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Jalen Brown was All-Star last year. Walker's been an All-Star.
It sucks for Jalen Brown because he's always, no matter if he completely outperforms Jason Tatum, Tatum's always going to get a nod ahead of him in the All-Star game. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you think about it, you will, is that the NBA just kind of goes like, you're the guy. So no matter what Jalen Brown does, Tatum will always be the pick ahead of him because it's believed around the league. Like, say, like, Tatum went for, like, 23 a game and Brown went for, like, 26 a game. Equal stats other than that, they're giving it to Tatum.
Well, it doesn't suck being Klay Thompson when you think about it. You know, I mean, Steph Curry's always going to be the guy. But the league recognized that Klay Thompson is a ridiculous talent and a ridiculous shot.
And yeah, Klay Thompson's a very good shooter. And he's got nice height.
He's a great shooter.
Yeah, he's a
great shooter.
Yes,
but you are proving your own point there that, you know, Steph Curry's always going to be known as the man.
Yes.
And as good as Klay Thompson is, he is, and he's really, really, really good, he will always be second fiddle. But I don't think that Jaylen Brown has that kind of attitude that he minds that. I don't think you would know. Well, I mean, it just seems like the way he seems fairly humble. He seems fairly team-oriented, team-first. He hasn't given any indication as to any kind of ego.
That's right.
Am I wrong, John? I mean,
no.
How would John know?
Based on my...
what he said, and for we know...
It's never happened. It might get annoying. I mean, we'll find out this year. It would bother me. It would bother you. It would bother John. It would bother all of us.
He just hasn't given any indication.
Of course, because it hasn't happened. He hasn't given any indication that he's going to turn down the space program either. Because
it did happen last year.
Tatum had a far better year than him. Yes,
Jaylen Brown was right there.
Again, Rich, it's apples and oranges. The scenario I've just given out has not occurred. The idea that we know whether or not he would like it or not is asinine. Well,
the opinion,
of course,
that you're
he
asking
wouldn't like
for
it.
The opinion that you're asking for, based on the personality that we know of him.
I didn't ask anything.
Okay.
I said that would suck. Rich said that he wouldn't mind. I didn't ask for your opinion.
I just say he's given me no indication that he would mind.
Well, the fact that he's a human being would make me think that he would mind. Because being overlooked for your accomplishments in favor of someone else generally leaves a sour taste in one's mouth. I'm not saying it would blow up the team. I just said it would. Again, the scenario, you get a little snippy at the end. Again, the scenario I've laid out has not happened. I was just speaking off the top of my head, is that Tatum has been adorned with the King's hat, so regardless what Jalen does, he will always be considered the other guy on the team. That is the point I am making. Right there.
Yes. Well, as far as James Harden and where he is going, the Inside the NBA team on TNT.
John is about to take a big snooze.
Who?
What?
Yes, your eyes are getting heavy, my friend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
Right.
You should see John's eyes. They're getting very heavy. And you got 1 minute, buddy. You can hang in there. Does anyone have some worms that we could hang from above his head and keep him interested?
Should we, you know, maybe put on a little music to...
Please kinda... do. Thank you.
I'm fine. Let's go.
Maybe we'll get a little more upbeat for him, you know? Maybe like a little...
No,
you have any Pitbull, Rich, that you can put on to get him to
Batman by Pitbull, and I'm in.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, all I do is play Pitbull. I mean, everywhere I go, I got Pitbull. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, they do Heavy D in the boys.
Well, I know you like Heavy D, but let's
fire it all.
Yeah. It's time to go run.
John, you know the words to this song?
No, I do not. I do not.
Like a monkey with a donkey, look like King Kong. You don't know any of the words of the song? Come on, dude.
Fireball.
You don't know the lyrics? You call yourself a fan? I do not. Can someone go to Rap Genius and print out the lyrics for John with the annotations that describe what's going on? Oh, the song. Oh, two planes side by side. They match up perfectly. He goes, fireball, ass man.
There it is.
All right. Everyone enjoy your weekend. Enjoy a long weekend if you have one.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Thank you. Thank you. There's nothing like your 46th. That is one that is a celebration. All right. Enjoy your long weekend if you have one. We're going to be here on Monday. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.